Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Black Lives Matter, defund the police. I find it disgusting that the LAPD is slaughtering peaceful protesters on the street. I had two friends go to the protest in Beverly Hills a couple of days ago, and the protest was peaceful until the police showed up with their excessive violent force, shooting rubber bullets and throwing tear gas. Is this what you think of protecting and serving? Because I think it's bullshit. Fuck you, Michael Moore. I refuse to call you an officer or a chief because you don't deserve those titles. You are a disgrace. Suck my dick and choke on it. I yield my time. Fuck you. Black Lives Matter, defund the police. I find it disgusting that the LAPD is slaughtering peaceful protesters on the street. I had two friends go to the protest in Beverly Hills a couple of days ago, and the protest was peaceful until the police showed up with their excessive violent force, shooting rubber bullets and throwing tear gas. Is this what you think of protecting and serving? Because I think it's bullshit. Fuck you, Michael Moore. I refuse to call you an officer or a chief because you don't deserve those titles. You are a disgrace. Suck my dick and choke on it. I yield my time. Fuck you.
People, welcome to part two of this experiment. We're doing this
like dose
for my birthday month and whatever. Mm-hmm. Just want to put that out there. Anybody, you know, whatever. Don't expect no goddamn birthday wish from me. I'm petty like that. Goddamn, whatever.
Nah.
Yeah. You're gonna tell me whatever shit. Yeah. Anyway, somebody said you didn't remind me, bitch. It's every same day every year.
Same day. Never changes.
Man, you should remember that shit. By
that's how birthdays work.
Yeah, exactly.
Not sure.
Yeah. Except for some people that were born in other countries and shit. I've heard some stories. They're like, I got two birthdays. Like, wait, how does that work? What? Hold on. Okay. I'm confused now. Whatever. When they explain to me, I'm like, my brain just goes into shut off mode. Mm-hmm. It just like start. You see them little monkeys with like little
clean candy.
Yeah, when he's looking at the dogs, and them dogs started, and he's like, what the fuck? Same thing with me. Although, I don't know how you could be that fucking high with Nia Long sitting by you, whatever shit, because at that time.
Oh, yeah, she was top of her game, right?
Man, you imagine smoking or getting drunk your first time ever in life, whatever, and you got Nia Long sitting, you fucked that up?
Yeah.
I'd hang myself.
Yeah. Yeah, chance with that. Oh, fuck.
Nia Long, dude. She made the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yep.
Because when she got added, I was like, this show just went from like good to now.
She had two characters on it.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Cody. Yes. And she was great. She was amazing or whatever stuff. And I didn't even remember what her arc was, but it was great, though. Nia Long. Nia Long, whatever shit. Man, she was like.
She only rocked that short hair, boy, I can tell you. My God.
She was like Holly Berry's replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And funny thing about Nia Long, she actually had talent. So, meaning she's almost better than Nia Long. Because Holly Berry sucked. So, I don't know where these people came out. Oh, Holly Berry's talent is like, yeah, I don't know about that. That woman cannot act. She's got like that little high-pitched voice too, so you can never take her serious in drama films. You just like,
yeah, she's hot as hell.
Yeah. Remember that one time I told you I was in LA Live and I saw someone that looked like LA Live? I was like, oh! I think I was with, I might have been that night we met up actually, whatever and shit, when we went to, I always forget the name of that fucking club.
Oh,
Congo Room.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was the same night actually, whatever, and I saw someone that looked like fucking Paula Holly Berry, and I was just like, damn, I ain't got no shot with Holly Berry. Oh, I should. Eric Benet had one, so. Look at him.
Yeah.
Dude look like shit. Halle Berry did a lot of shit with a motherfucker. Like, girl, know your worth. Step your game up. What's wrong with her? Step her game up.
She got wise. She like J-Lo. She had a wise spectrum.
Yeah. And it's just like, really? What are you
doing? Mark Anthony, Alex Rodriguez.
What are you doing? They had all the men in the world and shit like that. And they're dating these bumps.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you could say like, well, at least Alex Rodriguez, he got some money. Diddy got some money, I mean. But that dude really weird looking motherfucker, like
especially fucked up head shape.
Hey, what's up with that head, man? Shit, that head is like
outside of Monster's Ball where he like hit the ball head.
Yeah, I mean that dude looked like fucking Hector Hammer from Green Lantern and shit, dude. And it's like, I don't know, and then he trying to pose, but he think he cute with that shirt and the wind blowing shit. Mm-hmm. It's like
He was fucking Cassie at one point.
Yeah, like, and he's like not in shape.
Not in shape.
You know what? I envy that motherfucker. To be honest, whatever. This motherfucker in New York City's got his face on posters and shit like that. It's like, what the fuck is he doing? Oh, all right, cool. I mean,
I guess.
this dude's got a fucking empire or whatever and shit. I'm like, I want some of that. Yeah, I want that power. I want it real quick, whatever and shit. He probably fucked Halle Berry for all I know, whatever.
Maybe. It's like that joke Dave Chappelle say. It's like, he's about to fuck Halle Berry and she like spray farted in your face. It's like, I'm still going to do it, but I really wish she wouldn't have done that. Like, I mean, granted, I'm still going to do it too. I'm just like, I've had worse things happen. So it's like, I wish she wouldn't have done that, but they're like, it makes you wonder about other things, but it's like, eh, it's cool. So we're here. We're being generous this month. We're doing 2 episodes a week, most likely. We'll see how long this lasts. This might be the only week. It'd be like, yeah. You never know. We'll just see how this goes. Yes, but it's just an idea I had. What if we did just 2 episodes a week, whatever? And first one, obviously, always going to go up on Mondays. And then these part twos or seconds or whatever it may be, we're thinking of Thursdays for Thirsty Thursday. So just be on the lookout. It might be a shock. It'd be a shock to your system, you know. We thought that, you know, being the generous men that we are, we could, you know, enlighten you with all this, as a kid is saying, all that black goodness out there. Because, yes, we are black men. Yes, support. I saw that. People were, like, just supporting black businesses and stuff like that. And they were putting a list of, like, you know, listen to this or watch this or listen to this black podcast, whatever. And I didn't see our show. And I was like, you do know we're black. Yeah.
Where's our advertising?
Exactly. Motherfucker.
This is the second time this happened to us, Cody. Mm-hmm. Happened to the podcast awards, whatever, where you remember that. Yeah. They're talking about, like, all the diversity and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We were the only nominated black podcast. Nobody supported us. Oh. Well, here we are again. Where's our advertisement? Mm-hmm. One free advertisement. Goddamn.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets and tumbleweeds.
I didn't even know what the fuck that podcast was that they posted. I was like, what the fuck is that?
No, it's some bullshit. Beat us out every time.
And you get them audacity there. I didn't even know y'all were black. What?
Yeah. That's a good soap.
What do you mean, you know, he's black? All we do is constantly say black shit all the time. Can we inbound that and drop it here? Although, I did just watch a video. That shit was hilarious as shit. This white dude. See, white people, you better watch yourselves, right? Because you think black people are like they were years ago, where they just like took it in, you know, Martin Luther King.
I told the people the deal with the car.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it yet, but I saw like little.
Ooh, you need to watch that boy. Whoop that boy's ass. That boy whooped that dude's ass. Like, where the fuck my phone at? Shit, over here. Yeah, like he called him. He's like, whatever. You're just the N word, whatever. He said, I'm a what? And there was one in L.A. here too. Where this dude, I guess this dude was just chilling in this car listening to music or whatever, and this like homeless looking dude, but he had a cell phone. I guess in LA you could be homeless and have a cell phone. And he just rolled up on the dude, he's like, what are you doing in the neighborhood or whatever and stuff? I'm just sitting here listening to music and get the hell away from my car or whatever and stuff. Oh, you're just sitting here. He leans up on his car and shit. He's like, hey, I said, get the fuck off my car or whatever and shit. And I was like, you can tell this dude ain't playing. Okay. Look, black people, they ain't gonna take that shit. They'll fuck you up. Like, yeah, exactly. He's just like, I've heard Paul Mooney make this joke, whatever. And he's like, you try to enslave a black person today. Shit, them gangbangers will come on your ass real quick, whatever. And he's like, and this dude sounded like one. He told him, get the fuck off my car right now. And then this dude tried to reach in his car, and all you see is a fist hit this dude for reaching his car, and he opens up the door. So he's. And he started dropping them C-word, cuz. You thought you was going to fuck with me, huh? Whatever. This dude's on the ground. Yeah, you want some of this, whatever shit. That dude hit him again. He was like, get your bitch ass up.
Stop, but he was hit.
He got hit the one time.
Walked away.
And this brother was.
Does that carry on this fucking bitch?
I love it, though, that this dude was able to knock this fuck out, still hold his camera to film his chest like. That is one brother you do not want to fuck with. Dude. Anybody that's able to hold their camera still steady.
Yeah, not you can multitask like that. Probably don't fuck with the dude.
Because me, I'd have dropped the fucking camera. I'd have been like, oh, fuck this. I'm beating your ass. But this dude holding the camera and knocked his ass while in the car, Cody. He's still sitting down. This dude hit him on his ass recording this shit. And he's like, you get out of my neighborhood. And then he has your desk going to lean on his car with his phone and shit like that. He's like, I said, get the fuck off my car right now, whatever and shit. Hits this dude. This dude gets out of the car and said, cuz, get your bitch ass up, whatever and shit like that. You want to do this? Something? Do it now, whatever. He's like, you thought you was going to come easy on me. And the dude laying there on the ground. He gets back up. Dude gets in his car. He drives off slowly. This dude's still following the car. This white dude's still following the car. I was just like.
Yeah, death wish, apparently.
I was like.
Fuck my life.
This dude ain't the one to be fucking with right now. I mean, you get your ass dropped like that when dude is sitting down and the car is still going. You need to leave him alone then. But there was these, they look like kids to me. I mean, the one where the white dude called him. I love how he said it though, because he just said it so casually too. Like he was just like, oh, you just a. Why did I just screenshot that? Yeah, I don't know. Shut up, you're a fucking nigger. Shut up. You know, fucking nigger. Get the fuck out of the car. That dude lay crying in the car. He's like, get him off, man. Get him off. Why would he get out the car? Look at this drop right here. Oh my. Now he's about to pound this motherfucker's head in, right? He's like, I'm down with the black hawk. And he after that dude that pushed him now, he's like, yeah, I'm fucking watching that dude. Hey, man.
Only problems, man. Don't taste me, bro.
That dude looked terrible. Hey, man. I was just trying to help my friend.
I wasn't with him. I didn't say it.
I was just helping my friend out, man. You know, it's...
Cody. Hey, man, it was up to me. I would have not made it bomb for a third term, bro.
That's my, I love that line. Because people do say that shit. I voted for Obama. What does that mean? Shit. You just didn't like her or whatever. If we were two white dudes and we were in the car and you said some shit like that, my ass would be still in the car.
Yeah.
If he pulled your ass out the car, well, actually, he got out the car willingly.
I would have been sucking my seat.
I'd have been like, well, that camera didn't see me. I love it too because in this video, he like the only black dude in the whole.
Why would the other dude get out the car though?
Why?
Stay in the fucking car. You good. You just say shit. Got nothing to do with it. You good.
And you know what?
Keep your ass in the car.
And not only that, he pushes the dude. It's like, yeah. He didn't even grab him like you're trying to fight. No, he shoved the dude. It's like, oh, you want some of that smoke, huh? Stupid. Yeah, you're really dumb. Because I'd have stole that dude's car and drove off. I'd have been like, yeah, I'll bring it back to your house, brother.
The black dude had the white friend, too. You know, the white friend has got something to prove.
So yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm trying to put my loyalty. Yeah. Especially in these times now.
That's a little too respect.
Yeah. I'm John Cena this year, whatever. Shit, you know, Mayberry it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Oh, wear it all day.
I'm trying to bring you down for the cause.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with that right
now. Yeah, it's funny because that white dude came in and stuck them cheap shots in. He kicked him first. He's like BLM. That black kid was not having that shit.
No.
As he should. He fucking double leg took down his fool, grabbed him by the head, and started pounding.
That would've been awesome. He just pulled his ass out the fucking window.
That'd have been funnier, actually. Yeah. They're not gonna take this shit now. So, our idiot in charge or whatever and shit, he's tear gassing American citizens now. We were talking about this a little bit, and I have to ask Trump supporters. I know you're listening to this,
of course,
because you know they listen to black things like this. Yeah. You still voting for this motherfucker? They're always talking about like America and American freedom. That son of a bitch kneeled on a flag and shit like that. They got all kind of terminology and shit. You cool with the leader of the nation tear gas and its citizen?
I love how that whole make America great again slogan. Fuck that turn out.
How'd that work out, huh?
That's 4 years of it. Shit.
Because he's got a laundry list of some dirty shit, whatever, in his presidency, which is probably...
He learned some new shit about him every fucking day.
Every fucking day, almost. Every goddamn day. And every week, it's almost something catastrophe.
Yeah.
Every day, it's just like...
Catastrophic shit.
Every day, it's like bad shit. The following week, it's some catastrophe. Mm-hmm. It's like, goddamn. Oh, shit. I didn't even know. This motherfucker got on TV and lied his ass off, talking about like, oh, strong economy makes... what are you going to do?
It's going to be racism. Yeah.
Because they asked him a question, what are you going to do about racism? Look, the black community know, the Latin American community, the Asian community, they know a strong economy.
Yeah,
it's like
African unemployment went up 0.1%, Asian Americans went up 0.5%.
Dude, it's...
Yeah, the economy is going to be stronger, so it's going to help out.
The unemployment right now is higher than it was in the Great Depression. Like, it's like the numbers are fucking huge, dude.
The strongest economy... What?
Don't even say we had the strongest.
Okay, show me no grass, please. I want
to
see them fucking.
Cody, grass. I'm trying to sign this bill right now. I'm trying to sign this bill right now. That's what he keeps saying. I'm trying to sign this bill right now. The strongest economy we've ever seen. What? Is he crazy right now? This motherfucker gonna win again. He's gonna win again. this motherfucker's going to win again. Goddamn, Cody. It's like, oh yeah, I mean, he just blatantly lies right in your fucking face and shit, you know. Man, well, to each his own or whatever. Do we announce ourselves? Oh, Godfather Whiskey?
Oh, Godfather Crappery Cody.
I don't even remember whatever shit.
But there you go, yeah.
Yeah, so
there it is again.
As we said, this month of June, it's my birthday. It's my birthday! Even though it just passed, whatever shit. We decided we might be doing, you know, 2 episodes a week, whatever, you know, just a show. We're going to do it in October, too, as well. Yeah.
My birthday
month. Yeah, his birthday month, whatever shit. He didn't tell me happy birthday on social media, so fuck his birthday. Don't count. I don't give a fuck about his text message. I saw it and just went, nigga boy. Whatever. I ain't supporting you, shit. Whatever. You know, I was thinking about, because, you know, I'm black and proud. I know people knew that and whatever. Very proud of my race. What I wanted to say was, like, I noticed there's not a lot of black-owned liquor stores.
No.
I was like, damn, if I want to support, like, black businesses, because I only think I buy it. I was like, so, like, where's a black liquor store in California, or at least in L.A. County, Orange County area? Please, let me know, because I never thought about that really until now, when I was just like, damn. There's, like, no black-owned...
Yeah.
I guess they probably thought that, like, cops would think that shit's a front for them. Like, they must be selling drugs out there or something like that. And they'd get pulled over, or they'd make some new bullshit-ass permit law or something like that. You can't sell liquor here.
Yeah.
Not in the state of... city of...
You can't sell after 2 p.m.
Yeah. Wait, what time you open? 10 a.m.? Yeah, we don't have... We have a no business open 10 a.m. clause now. Since when? Or whatever. Said we just made it. The store next door is open. We still have to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
They have a limit, too, by the way. What do you mean they got a limit? How do I get that limit? You don't. A black man finds a magic lamp. He rubs that lamp, whatever, and Genie pops out and says, you got 2 wishes. Black man goes... 2. I thought there was 3 wishes. Genie says, you're a Negro and you only get 2, so be happy about that. God damn. He was like, well, what happened here? He says, look, I want you to create equality between black and white men. No more racism. And Genie looked at him and said, I'm not God right now, okay? Mm-hmm. You just wasted a wish. What's your second wish? Wasted a wish. What? I didn't even wish for one yet. You wasted a wish, whatever.
Fucked up.
Second wish, he said, look, I'm getting tired of white folks saying, build me a bridge from California to Africa so I can just drive to this motherfucker. He said, so you want this bridge made out of wood or cement? Why you want it then? Whatever. <'Cause> apparently, he can't make it quality. So, I forgot who I stole that joke from, but it'll come to me.
Yeah.
It might have been Richard Pryor, actually. I remember now. It was Paul Mooney. So there you go. The antithesis of a racist comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to other people. I saw him in Texas a year we first met.
Yep.
I went exploring around Austin or whatever, and I saw the billboard and shit. I'll never forget this shit because that was part of his special. They filmed that shit, and he made this comment by like, he's like, yeah, they say you shouldn't do comedy in like the southern areas or whatever and stuff, because especially when you do race comedy, because white folks get to looking at you like you guilty or something like that. And he's like, look at this white man over here. And they put the camera on this dude. That motherfucker was giving him, I was like, holy shit, that dude was looking at him like, you ain't funny. And your ass is guilty, though, whatever. He's like, he probably made this joke saying, like, he'd give me that parole board look like that. That Negro's guilty right now. And this dude, the camera's still on. He's talking, Paul, you can hear Paul in the background. He's still talking shit. And that dude just still sitting there like,
stone face.
Like, he just came, and this was the opening of the show, too, so it's like he came there, not because it was comedy, but he was like, I know who he is, mm-hmm. and I'm waiting for him to come out in the back or something like that, so I can catch him off guard, because I'm going to fuck him up, because he didn't smile. I stared at him, like, the whole show. I was like, he didn't smile or laugh this whole goddamn show. I'd be terrified right now. But nonetheless, though, so... We're in this part 2 phase here, and we got some more beer we're gonna open up. Cody. I would say part 2, but I would also say just a second episode. Okay. Sweet. So,
what are you gonna call it? Part 2, second episode?
Well, whatever pronoun you feel comfortable with.
So,
I think some people say you like Tifa.
You terrorist organization.
Yeah, because me and Cody, we get together every week and we plot and plan. Yeah. Just like, you know.
Blow shit up.
For no reason.
Oh, man.
We hate people.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. We're going to meet up with the looters. Man.
Fuck LA up.
Now, Cody's brother, you need to watch him.
Though. Yeah.
You need to watch him. So. Did he get my bottle, by the way?
I got to follow with him.
Yeah. He's in hiding.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
You know.
What does your brother think about this?
Oh, he's
not as smart. That's what I'm saying. Like because you, him and his brother, Cody and his brother, they're two different people.
Yeah.
Like, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. I can kind of see some resemblance, but Cody definitely got the best end of that stick. And, like, so, Cody's, like, calm, angry.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine. I texted Cody the other day about his brother, and I was like,
yeah, man, you remember that video we went off of Stewart?
I don't even know what he was angry about, but I just thought he got mad.
You saw that shit. You ain't mad at all, he's mad.
Whew. And you know, Cody's brother's known for dating a lot of like multi race women or something like that. You know, like, man, he probably like.
Oh, he was thinking black lately.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he down for the cause, man.
I don't know what my brother is. So. Religious, unfortunately.
Can't win them all.
I was for a while. I used to make fun of you alone, but now, yeah. Well, you know, hey, don't worry. God'll end this.
Yes. Thoughts and prayers solve everything. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Solve everything.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, it stops a bullet coming my way.
Today, right?
Stops a bullet coming my way. That's for sure. I know one thing for sure. That joke and Don't Be a Menace from South Central LA. See, in the hood, you can't make the 21. That joke is very relevant nowadays, yep. Whatever shit, which I thought was funny as shit back in the day. Yeah, that shit ain't so funny no more. Because because you don't know what age might be your last age, because cops are still motherfuckers.
Yep.
So, fuck them. Fuck the police. You're going to hear that every goddamn week, by the way, too.
Oh.
You're going to hear that every fucking week. I don't give a fuck if you're a cop neither or whatever. You listen. I know two. I noticed they ain't said shit neither or whatever. They've been kind of sticking the whiskey or whatever shit. They're in the whiskey. I know two fucking cops or whatever. They ain't said shit.
Quiet.
None of that quiet in the motherfucker. Whatever. And one of them did come out, made a little video, and I watched the whole thing. I thought that was the biggest fucking, no pun intended, cop out I've ever seen. Whatever. He never brought up the race or anything. Like, I think people should just get along. And I was just like, yeah, but that ain't the reality. That'd be nice.
That'd be great.
That'd be amazing, whatever shit. Because, you know, I don't go out looking for racist white people who are going to be like, I'm going to change his mind. Or just looking to pick fights with white people in general. Or anybody for that matter. Of any race. But it would be nice.
That'd be great.
I noticed he didn't bring that up at all in his video. And I noticed a lot of people have been doing that a lot lately, too. Especially, like, even Joe Rogan done that shit. They're bringing it up, but they're not addressing the issue that it's a race-related issue. It's like, what is wrong with people? What do you mean what's wrong with it? They're racist. There's no black or no gray area on this. I don't know why people keep thinking there's a gray area. Well, if you just sit down. No. You can't change a racist mind or opinion. That shit's in their blood. And I know a lot of people say you're not born racist. You're created, whatever, which is very true. You can't be born racist. But you need to understand that here in America, they owned us.
Yeah.
That shit will never die, either. They used to own us. It was just funny because now people are insulted by it or whatever shit. It's like, it's crazy. They used to own that shit's in the blood. You own somebody and let them get away because getting away wasn't part of the chapter. Let slavery come back tomorrow. There wasn't no jobs for black people nowadays, whatever shit. There were 10 or 20 jobs back then. They'd welcome us back with open arms. They don't want you in their property, but let slavery come back tomorrow. They'd be like, welcome back.
Yep.
Your room is just the way we left it. It hasn't changed. I'm like, I never was a slave. Oh, don't worry. We knew you would be. Yeah, so don't give me that bullshit right there about, like, what? Well, if these two sides just sit down and talk. No. It ain't on our side anymore. Why do we need to talk as black men? Why do we need to talk at all? Whatever. The problem is on their side. They're the ones with the problem against us. And any side argument that we give them, it's reverse racism.
Like a lot of people keep on saying, like, all the white people in power, the powerful white people, they're the most prominent thing to speak up. Especially the sports world going on right now, like all the quarterbacks and all that shit, they're the ones that need to speak.
Which was powerful because what's the motherfucker's name from the Clippers? They got rid of his ass Sterling. Donald Sterling, yeah. They got rid of his ass ASAP. They stood up against that shit and they said, we ain't
playing. But NBA,
the NBA is always.
Yeah.
NFL, that's another story.
Yeah, NBA has been the most progressive.
Yeah,
oh, by far. Part of every sport.
Well, yeah, it's because like 85% black. So
yeah, yeah, exactly. Shit, NFL is even more from what I'm hearing. Oh, sure, shit. Yeah. I'm hearing like 92% and shit like that. I'm like,
well, I'm talking about ownership though.
Yeah, the ownership, whatever shit. I mean, I watch those drafts. I'm not a fan of drafts. I can give a fuck less about drafts. I hate draft shows. It's like, this is the most boring shit ever. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know. Yeah, he played great in college ball. Yeah, so did Kwame Brown. Played great in high school, from what I heard. He sucked ass.
Bonafide bust.
That's a totally different atmosphere, whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. So it don't mean shit, okay? So because people get excited when that draft comes around and shit. I've watched it a few times. I don't get excited. I watched it last time. I was like, this shit look like a slave trade.
That's what Martin talks about.
Yeah, and Uncle Martin, yeah, he's right. I'm watching this shit going like,
slave trade 2020.
And I don't even think Martin is like that big of a sports fan or whatever shit. Coming from a sports fan since myself, I watch this shit and go like, man, they patting them on the back, giving them their little uniform and shit like that. It's like, damn, why don't they just fucking shuck and jive for them too while they get up there? It's
like the combine too, when they like start measuring dudes and shit.
Yeah, because they always grab them by the arms and shit like, man.
Look, they start measuring motherfuckers with like, their shirts off.
Like, what the fuck? Like, they think that looks good too. Yeah, so like, I always love when people that try to evade, like, just call it flat out what it is, racism. And it's not racism on both sides, neither. Our racism, if we have it, which I don't think we can because it's just not, we don't systematically oppress people. So our racism on our side is just anger and frustration. We're angry and frustrated because, like we say about cops, there's no good cops or whatever, because if you could sit by and just watch somebody get choked out like that then and not pull you off, you're just as bad as he is, whatever, for watching or whatever and shit. So, oh shit, I got a package.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Dropbot. And, it's just some bags I got because I bought this food sealer thing, whatever shit. So the bags came in today, whatever. So yeah, because people, you seal your food away, seal your shit, whatever. You got so much. I don't care how big your freeze is; it makes much more room. So yeah, it's on their side to speak. The racist fucks, whatever. All this shit about calling Black Lives Matter, you know, terrorists and shit. I know people probably like, we just heard this. You know, you don't hear it every goddamn week, shit. Yeah. You don't hear that fucking week. You don't like it, like I said, get the fuck out.
Shit ain't changing.
I ain't doing this. Look, I'm not doing this podcast for fucking views. I don't give a fuck if you listen or not, whatever shit. I'm doing it to drink. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to talk about whatever the fuck I feel like talking about. If you don't like it, get the fuck up off my goddamn podcast. So, what I'm saying here right now is Black Lives Matter is terror. What come the KKK still coming to rallies and shit like that? They march up and down these goddamn streets or whatever.
No police involved, activity involved at all. Nothing. No, all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Those very fine
people. And it's funny because even I'm a fucking century now, they've been running the streets and shit like that. It's still questionable. Do they murder black people? Dude, so in Atlanta, like 3 years ago, man, they found in the biggest park in Atlanta, they found a black dude hung and shit like that with a fucking KKK symbol matching on whatever. And the cops had the audacity to say, oh, this man committed suicide. So you mean to tell me he burned that symbol into himself and hung himself? And we're not even going to address that, like, in Atlanta and in Georgia in general, the Ku Klux Klan running these streets and shit like that. So we just, there's no evidence. The motherfucker has a symbol fucking damn near branded into him. They're literally leaving, the fucking Batman, leaving Batarangs around, apparently. Batman from BVS, by the way, not Batman any other.
No, dumbass.
Yeah, the dumbass motherfucker. Yeah. The motherfucker's leaving symbols around, whatever, and shit like that. I guess you can say in Dark Knight Rises, too, with motherfucker burning shit. Because his symbol had to be seen. That's like seeing, that would have been funny had Bane just said, who could that be? Yeah, I'd have been like, yeah, I wonder who could that be. Who could that be? A giant ass bitch. Must have been wrong. I don't know. That one actually would have been funny. I probably would have laughed. I'd have been like, wow, he really is stupid. Yeah. Okay. So that would have been funny. Maybe I would have appreciated that. I'd be like, oh, Noah's trying to add comedy in here. I got you. Got it really good. So yeah, suicide though. Not enough evidence to go on. It's like,
oh. Okay.
Black Lives Matter. I haven't killed anybody and they already called terrorists. Yeah. Okay.
Gotta love it, right?
Equality. They are right. Well, one group is fighting to kill, the other is fighting for equal rights.
Yep.
But like that interview said from The Daily Show, equal rights, that's just too much to give nowadays, right? And the woman said, yeah, it's not right, right? I was like, that's too much, though. Oh, well, that's been, so Cody, we got some more beer.
More beer.
Let's do something, man. I'm thirsty.
Thirsty. More beard, Iris.
Man, you know, I'm tired of the dress. I don't know.
Iris?
I don't see him.
That's all I got, so you got no choice.
I don't see him down for the cause. Let's call it the Boyega.
The bearded Boyega.
That motherfucker, dude. I'll tell you this right now. That boy's stock is about to shoot the fuck up like that. That dude's
like, I saw the pictures.
Man, this dude's crying out in the fucking crowds, whatever. And not even making fun of him, being rightfully so, whatever. You can tell. He's being honest. And that's something about, like, oh, you can tell. Look at that man's craft, and he put this move. That's passion. That ain't a fucking passion. That's a fucking paycheck. He just good at his job.
Yeah.
That what John Boyega did, that was fucking passion. I mean, this brother was laying it all out on the line or whatever shit. I mean, swear word. You can just tell he was just angry as shit, whatever. That dude's career is about to be the fucking... He was like, yeah, y'all thought Daisy was going to be the star of this shit, huh?
Yeah,
fuck her. Yeah, they really going to believe they should have kept that lightsaber on me now. Yeah, hitting that I'm force sensitive. I'm hitting it. How the fuck you going to hit in the third goddamn movie, in the first fucking movie, this motherfucker wielding the shit and stuff like...
Fuck that all
Fuck that dude's story up the most. Out of all that whole fucking
shit. He's the most hyped character going into that movie.
He was the main focus of the trailers. It was just like, oh, I remember black people was like, they were like, oh man, a black Jedi and shit, fine, about time, whatever shit.
Yeah, basically wasn't enough.
Yeah, and then, you know, we finally saw it in the movie, and then they ended it with that.
Yeah, getting backslash, oh, that's it? Okay, cool. And then the second one, ooh, Jesus Christ.
Because him and Kylo was going to have that fight at the end. It was like, oh, here it go. And then that chick grabs the saber, you're like, wait, what? That really was like the fuck you
part. Yeah, like Doc Rivers said, like,
that straight up was the equivalent of being blue balled right there. And he had a blue lightsaber, too. It's like,
that's cool, too. She's a woman. I guess that's cool.
Oh. She's a white woman. I'm sure in the second movie, them two
are going
to team up, right? They both gonna train together, right? Like them two, they gonna defeat Kyle together, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Fuck you, JJ, and rest of Lucas.
Yeah.
That was
no vision.
I thought that was the biggest insult of that whole trip.
Yeah,
like, I was just like, wow, that. Dude, man. I mean, even in the posters, he's the one holding the goddamn saber. Like, I know that people always say, oh, trailer's lying and shit. I was like, I never seen so much advertisement, though, for saying, a brother's doing one thing. And
they lied. This is some shit of bullshit.
Like, that wasn't even like it. That was like some M. Night Shyamalan shit right there. Like, what a twist. Here's your twist right here. It's like, we just couldn't. She couldn't be the side character, right? She couldn't be the.
Nah,
she couldn't. Especially because they show you like her bonding with Han Solo at the beginning of the film when they're like working on her. I was like, oh yeah, she's the new Han Solo. No, she's not only Han, she's Luke, Han, she's everybody.
Yeah, all that.
And that brother's
just in the background at this point. I don't even know why he's there. I really don't know. He was in the first movie. I'm gonna do this next dude.
Because I watched that last one, it's like, why is this brother here? Why is anybody here?
For real. Why? I watched the movie, I'm just like,
If you saw the second one, it's like, you know, he's like, why is everybody else here? Just kept these two in there. Just made Rey and Kylo.
Basically.
Just put them two in there. I don't even need it. Like, we wanted to make a love story, apparently. Yeah. You know, make that shit.
Even previous trilogies, the other characters have more to do. Like Han and Leia?
Yeah.
Way more to do.
Which is shocking. Because
I don't even like the movie.
Yeah, same here.
Man, they had more to do.
And I don't even think they did shit, but yet they still did more.
What y'all did with Finn and Oscar Isaac, whatever the fuck he was doing. I don't know.
You remember Oscar Isaac was on a roll before that?
Yeah.
That really just.
X-Men populism. That shit. That's
what happens. I remember people talking about, oh, it's a new breakout star. And then John Boyega, too, man. He's like, man. He had to do Detroit. He lived in Detroit, and holy shit. Yeah, all the non-black people. You want to see some hater with cops and black? Watch Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass would be looting. You'd be like that Anthony Anderson scene in White Castle or whatever shit. You about to burn this motherfucker down right now.
Okay.
Shit. Beer now.
So, we have Chief
of Chiefs.
I want that one. I don't know what that
Omar
is.
Mark Scattered.
Nah, that ain't got a name. It's blank. You just made that fucking name. Ain't nothing on this goddamn can, Cody. Whatever shit. I'm looking at a blank ass.
Dude, I was shocked when they gave me that shit. Like, what the fuck is
like that Scatterbrain? It's like that Lupe Fiasco album. It was, fucking Food Link Part 2. It's like, hey, man, hold on.
It's all black.
It ain't shit up in this motherfucker. Shit. Look at this fucking candy. It's got a high low $6. That's it. This motherfucker gave some name talking about it. Scattershot IPA. It's double hop and it's got about 10% alcohol on it. You all just made this shit up, whatever. You were always making some shit up, whatever. So, see, he thought because I'm some beer noob and shit, I wouldn't know the fucking thing. Like, I see this, brother.
I'll show you the receipt.
It's just
about four beers. Well, a six pack and four beers. But those four beers.
Damn.
Look at four beer Irish beers I bought.
Look at this shit. This is the most, you know what? Beer of the year. Beer of the year. I ain't never seen no shit like this before. Beer of the goddamn year. Where my phone at? Oh. Beer of the motherfucking year right here.
Make sure you get a picture, like a video of the whole can.
I'm going to take a video, people. I'm doing a video right now. Spinning the bottle around. Or the can, sorry. Look at this shit.
That's funny.
Start at high, low, $6. Let's work our way around. Work our way around.
That's Scatterbrain.
Work around.
You see it, right?
Look at that shit. Making up shit now. Scatterbrain. That's some character in Halo. What the fuck going on? That's that little alien thing with
that's
the eyeballs.
It's like a Transformer.
Ain't that a bitch? This motherfucker just making up names and shit now, whatever.
Chief of Chiefs is double dry hop, double IPA with Citra, Simcoe.
Are you proud of yourself, too? Look,
yeah, I am. I'm being Irish.
Just making up shit. He's like, got this.
That's legit.
He's like, got this motherfucker. About to be drinking banquet beer or something.
What the hell's going on here?
About to be drinking banquet beer right now.
No, I don't want
to
do that
either. Shit. I don't know, Cody. I think you, like, owe me a couple.
I'll do that, sir.
I don't know what I've done to you in the past. I know what I did, but I just can't remember it. But I know payback.
You did, but you can't remember.
I know payback. That's the next movie. That's the next movie coming out. Now, fuck, I know what you did somewhere. I know what I did. I can't remember. See, that's the next movie coming out. That's the sequel, the reboot. I know payback's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Uncle Ruggis said, don't trust them new Negroes over there. When that Boondock Season coming out, by the way?
John Wilkes died, so I don't know if that's holding shit up.
I forgot about that, too. I remember I was talking about
it. He did recording for that. I don't know how much I'm finishing that, but yeah.
I do have to say, why is it so complicated now? I remember back in the day, whatever, somebody died or something like that. They just replaced him with a new actor or something like that.
It's like you didn't say John Wilkes.
No, I'm not talking about John Wilkes, but I just meant in general. This is me just talking shit about Star Wars. You can't replace Leia. Replace that bitch.
Damn.
Just replace her. Because she looked awkward as fuck. I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like,
it did.
It's so random scenes.
You should film the first one. Of course it's going to look fucking random.
Yes. Didn't even go together. Nothing like
that. Third movie. Like, what?
Why they just couldn't replace her?
Or just not have her in the movie?
There's that too. Because
right around
it wouldn't have made a fucking difference, to be honest.
That's what I heard.
When she dies in the movie, and then, like,
everybody. Yeah, she dies anyway, right?
Yeah.
So she passes away.
Everybody's trying to act all hurt, and I'm just like.
Let's have her die off screen.
They had Finn react to it, and I'm just like, what the fuck was his relationship with her? Why would he give a shit?
I don't remember to have any interaction.
I don't remember that either.
Ray and her had, like, a little bit in the first one.
Chewie, I understood his reaction. Yeah, it's like, they've been forever.
Everybody else was like, who the fuck are you?
Finn and Oscar Isaac, I was just like, what did Oscar Isaac arguing with this chick in the lab?
Yeah, I guess she's a little resistance and all that, but you don't know her, like, personally, like, yeah.
They were breaking down on their knees, crying and shit.
They were drinking that every fucking night and some shit.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, shit. They was acting like how I'm act when you die. Yeah. Your family gonna hate me at your funeral. They gonna be like, I'm dragging a body out of the cat. No. Clothes gonna be coming off and shit.
Yeah, you gonna be that black mother.
Passing on shit. Yeah. Your brother gonna come and get me and be like, I know. I'm just dropping. Oh, just drop.
Oh no.
Oh, wake up, Negro. We ain't done with this podcast.
Got recording equipment and shit.
What's your thoughts, Cody? I'm gonna be recording at his graveyard and shit like that. So,
toasting yourself,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Live with everything the same.
Yeah. Cody, that's crazy. You thought that, man. I thought the same thing. Whatever shit. Yeah. People, don't you find it funny that I think he's gonna die before me?
Yeah.
He's younger than me,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, your ass might get shot leaving here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you saw that dog in that corner out there.
Yeah, how long was that motherfucker?
That might be you.
That's what I'm saying.
And people gonna be looking like, I wish they'd clean this up.
Yeah, they started Halloween decorations early? Shit.
Man. Jesus Christ. Now they got flesh and skin on it, too. Yeah. Look at that. Equal opportunity. It's a black skeleton. Wow, look at that. This one got a little funk to it.
Yeah, it got a little more kick than the previous beers we've had.
Yeah.
Still keeping up that melon character, though.
No, yeah, it's still in the same range.
But I don't get a whole lot of fruit. Like apples or, you know.
Why you gotta be fruity? Why you gotta say that, Cody? Why you gotta be fruity? You didn't hurt that community.
No. See, I'm trying to make you home. I ain't like that. I went to
IHOP and I saw a fresh and fruity Rudy Tooty on the fridge. I said, wait a minute, hold up.
That's fucked up.
So yeah, you can't do that. No. Whatever pronoun you prefer to be called.
I can't keep with the pronouns, sorry.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that shit.
I respect y'all, but I can't keep with
the pronouns. I think they try to do the same thing with black. Do you prefer to be called African?
African American, black?
Negro? What do you want?
Negro?
What do you want?
Afro-American? I never got it. What?
I love it, too, when they bring in Negro. It's like, motherfucker, I was born in the late 80s.
Yeah.
When the fuck have you heard in the past 32 years someone called Negro?
Yes. Colored? I definitely know that shit.
Back in Jackie Robinson time? That's the last time they was using Negro or whatever. That was in the goddamn 60s, okay? So, wait, I got my years fucked up. Was that 50s or 60s? You know what? We're going to edit that part out.
Rudy Tooty fresher fruit. That's what described this aroma as.
We're going to edit that out.
Sorry.
No, I'm just playing. All lives matter. Yes. I mean, they have it bad. I mean, they don't have it as bad as we, but it's not a competition, Cody. Not a competition.
Not a competition.
Everybody want to be a nigga, but don't want to be a nigga. I swear, that Justin Timberlake, he the main, that double Asian motherfucker, whatever shit. He want to sing, dance, and he want to sing, dance, and hip-hop with Negroes, but he don't want to go to jail with no Negroes. I noticed that shit, too, whatever. You fucking... Anyway. Cheers.
So good. Cheers. This is, Chief on Chiefs. Oh, much more bitter than the other ones.
I like it more than the previous one.
Do you? Actually, Homestyle better than this. I
don't know if I should even be making...
Homestyle is cleaner.
I don't even know if I should be doing comparisons like that because, shit, you can listen to this one, not even listen to the last one, so...
That's true.
So, yeah, I won't bring that up. I won't bring up the Sunday... I won't bring up Sunday's episode. I'll talk about these in general or whatever.
Yeah, stuff definitely like more bitter. Definitely more kick to it.
No, this is the last comparison I'll make to the last one, whatever. I kind of see why you say Homestyle is better. The finish one on this one is a little weaker, I think.
I wouldn't say weaker. It's stronger, but it's not as, I guess, balanced or easy drinking as I would prefer my finishes, you know?
Because I'm not really getting anything on the finish.
It's good. But yeah, you're right. I guess you're right. Yeah, finish is kind of
light. I remember on that one, the finish started lingering a little bit more or whatever stuff.
And that one, it's the opposite effect. It had much more beginning than the finish.
Whereas in this one... I don't think the beginning is that strong, and I don't think that the finish is...
I think the beginning is strong.
I don't think the beginning is strong, and I don't think the finish is strong.
The melon, or sorry, whatever melon, the fruit character, it's there, but it's not, like, in your face. It's more hoppy than anything else.
How many times can we quote Thanos on this show? I don't think it's perfectly balanced.
Yeah. No, I don't think any of these beers have been perfectly balanced, which is not a problem.
Might be blanking on tunnel vision. I thought that one was...
I think that one was...
Yeah,
that was the mouse. That one, yeah. Followed the nose perfectly. You're right.
Yeah. All right, no more talk about the previous episode. We're done. We're done comparison now. As far as the skills, whatever, you don't have to be perfectly balanced to be delicious. Which is crazy to hear, I know, but...
This is good. This is probably my least favorite of them all that we've had of the bearded iris beers, going back to the previous episode.
Yeah.
I do like it,
though. I'm going to turn this around because I keep staring at it. I know you think I'm in hard thought every time I do this.
I thought, I was like, thinking of a beer. You know, you're staring at that dude.
I was staring. I was just looking at him. I was like, man, that was a great shot.
Iconic shot.
So, I started rewatching Pokemon again, Cody.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, not the newer shit. I need to watch that newer shit. I'd probably get confused. I'm not gonna lie. I'd probably get really confused. No.
15
man, that shit's still going today, and I'm just like, yeah. And it's funny because, like, I think Attack on Titan has, like, this complex story to it and stuff like that. I feel like if I watch Pokemon, my ass would just be completely lost. I went back and watched the original, the OG.
Okay.
We've been talking about it a lot, especially with your badge-carrying ass.
Yeah, I'm even more right.
And I gotta tell you, I think I am confused now.
Of course.
The technology in this universe, Cody. These motherfuckers got cloning machines or like...
It makes sense. They got these balls that can fit whole monsters inside of them.
Either that or somebody's parents been fucking way too much. So they got these nurses and these police officers in this show. Every goddamn city. They done visited multiple cities in this show, Cody. Multiple fucking cities. I'm talking like cities like you. We're talking like the whole L.A.
Yeah.
County area.
Johto, Hoto, UConn, UConn.
And each one of them got the same looking nurse, and they got the same name and the same cop, Jenny and Joy.
I wonder.
Officer Jenny, Nurse Joy.
I wonder if they just bring up some bullshit explanation now. They're just cheaping it back in the day. It's like, oh, fuck, he's the same design.
Which is funny because that character wasn't even important. So it's no.
Just like the games.
Yeah.
Same design.
They're just there. So I'm thinking in my head, they developed some cloning device in this goddamn universe. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking outside the box, people. I'm trying to get your brain thinking here.
Explain your brain, baby.
They either did that or...
In a conspiracy brother's coming out.
Their parents are fucking nonstop. They had guactuplets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you thinking, what the fuck is a guactuplet? Guactuplet. Now, when I think of guac, you think of guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Guacamole comes in a big bowl. Stick with me, people. Stick with me now, people. When have you ever seen a small container of guac? Never in your life or whatever shit. You know, movie theaters got the audacity. We're not open, but we'll sell you our food and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harkins Theater's been doing it, right? Come by and...
That's funny, because theater food is really shitty.
Thank you. And they have the audacity to say, come by and buy our popcorn.
The only thing you want to do right is popcorn and hot dogs.
Come buy our popcorn.
I don't buy that. Yeah.
Oh, you spend $20 on that, right?
It's something ridiculous.
Because that's what they was offering.
I love canned popcorn, not that much.
And then they got the dad say, come try our nacho chips with the cheese. They got this bag, right, Cody?
I'm thinking of nachos. They just throw some cheese in that motherfucker and just mix it up.
They got that bag that you can get at the grocery store for $3.99. That big ass bag. And they got the audacity to say $26.99.
Ooh.
I would love to know the numbers.
Stale ass chips? Hell no.
I would love to know the numbers on how much that sells.
American cheese they got.
Now, I clicked on the post because it was an ad on Instagram. And I clicked on it because I wanted to read the comments. I wanted to say, who buying this shit?
I don't know how I ever used to eat that shit. I can't stand movie theater nachos.
Every comment section was saying, I got to stop buying and get this. I was like, you can get the same goddamn chips.
Better.
Way better. Tostitos tastes better than that. You can get that shit. For fucking $2.99 at the goddamn grocery store, and it's a bigger bag.
I do not like theater nachos, man. Ugh.
So I'm thinking in my head, who the fuck would spend $26?
Some dumb fuck. Man, I miss theater experience, man, so I gotta buy the food. I got this big TV at home, so I guess it's kind of a substitute. So let me get the theater food to go with it. I can have a full blown theater experience.
You
just those motherfuckers.
You dumb motherfucker. You dumb motherfucker. That's all I got to say about that.
I can't go to the local theater, so I gotta bring the theater to the house. So get these nachos, the popcorn, and the hot dogs.
You know what's funny about that is they think that the shit that's closed is they think that that's the dictatorship part. Because stores and stuff wouldn't open
up. They're trying to save motherfuckers' lives and shit. Nothing
to do with it. That's the dictator part. Not Trump spraying.
Well, you're holding me back, man.
Wow.
I'm taking my fun on me.
$26. That's more than the fucking ticket and the chips.
That's a nasty ass, fake ass, artificial nacho cheese, stale ass chips. Fuck off.
You get the popcorn for that price too, if you want.
I'm good.
You do realize you could like buy like popcorn and chips at the store.
That shit fresh yourself.
Yeah, and they got all kinds of brands and flavors and stuff like that.
In fact, you'll save money. Just buy a popcorn machine. You know those popcorn machines?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the counter, throw some popcorn kernels in there, make the shit yourself. Fresh pop, tastes just like
movie theater. Why you gotta make this difficult? Just go to the movie theater and spend $26, Cody, and they have it for you right there. Whatever. You got it perfect for movie night, whatever. So you go home, bring it to them. Look what I got, kid. Yeah! They're like that kid in that fucking orange juice commercial. They see that purple shit, whatever. Like, yeah, Sunny D! Yeah! Whatever and shit. And you can just, why you gotta make this fucking difficult? Now you can tell me I gotta go to Amazon, I gotta look at the fucking popcorn machine now, whatever shit. I gotta order this motherfucker, wait 2 days to get it.
You save more money.
Look, I just want to drive 15 minutes, whatever shit. I want to do that, whatever shit, because I need to get out. I gotta look at the same shit I've been looking at for the fucking past 30 years.
It's like jog, motherfucker. There you go.
Yeah, well,
Or go in your backyard.
You want me to
probably got a backyard.
You want me to exercise? Motherfucker, this is not American. Okay? Fuck you.
That's un-American.
Yeah, shit. Fuck you.
My exercise is completely un-American.
Look here, motherfucker. My,
you're offending me.
My gun tells you differently, bitch. Shit. And it's bigger than yours. Okay? Shit. My AR-15 tells you differently.
And open up that goddamn theater.
Some consequences will happen. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're not worried about them motherfuckers. Yeah. They had those gun nuts when they were protesting. The gun nuts were all standing in a row, and the dude was holding the black. That black dude was brave. I'll tell you that right now. He's holding that sign, and they just stand there looking. They didn't even look the motherfucking eye. They're looking different ways and shit like that. I gotta ask the gun nuts out there, because them the pussy motherfuckers. They never been to like war. They never been to war. They never held a gun and shit like that. But they just like looking for some shit. They just like I saw this motherfucker post. I blocked this motherfucker. Whatever shit. They were protesting, and there's some looters and shit. He's standing on his fucking Beverly Hills, by the way, too. He's standing on his little fucking skyscraper shit talking about, look at these fucking animals down here. And then all of a sudden, he pulls in the camera. Bet they won't come up here and try that shit. I'm just like, you gun nuts just be looking for shit to shoot at, huh?
This is more an excuse to shoot shit.
Yeah.
Because they can't shoot anything else. What are they going to do with those AR-15s?
Cans.
Automatic weapons.
Cans, Cody. You shoot at a target. Yeah. A can.
Because you don't need that shit to kill wildlife. I'm talking about hunting and shit. You don't need fucking assault rifles to kill wildlife.
It's funny because I bet if he put that gun down, I'd fuck
him
up.
In order to protect yourself?
What is he protecting himself from? That motherfucker lives in a skyscraper in Beverly Hills or whatever shit. Now, nobody coming up to that flow.
Say the people in the South. Nobody care about you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
you
really, why the fuck are you going to come down there?
Nobody really going to get fucked about you.
Buy you and all that shit. Why the fuck? Why?
Why? Why?
What are we going to do?
I'm not coming down there.
You ain't got shit for me to steal, so why am I going to go? Or take? Well, I'm going to go there.
Government. Oh, Obama's trying to take my gun. That motherfucker ain't even president no more. Well, I believe in the Second Amendment. That's fine. That's fine. You can believe in that shit, whatever. Like I know somebody.
You know, I'd be much more okay if he just came out and said, I'm just fucking racist.
In fact,
I'd be happy.
Thank you.
Come out and say that.
Look, like I said,
I'll be cool with that.
I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Just say, I'm a racist motherfucker, and I don't believe in reason. There you go.
Shit, I'd be happy if they just said, I just want to shoot something.
Yeah. I gotta shoot
something. I want someone.
I'm a racist motherfucker. I need some shit to shoot.
I want someone to cross the line one day.
I'll be A-okay. Okay, brother. Okay, I respect that. I respect the reasoning. I respect you being honest.
I want someone to cross the line one day so I can pop his ass. Yeah. There you go. Just say
I respect that honesty.
I would respect that too.
I respect that honesty.
I respect that more than be like, well, you know, these terrorists, they come out. They've never been to you. You and nobody.
They're like trying to go through every other hoop to not say, I hate niggas.
That's what it is. Yeah. Everything what it is. It's like, yeah. It's like, oh. Because that's what they say. Like, these animals, if they come up here, they're not coming up there.
Don't
give a fuck. You're in a skyscraper. They're in a fucking... This dude literally was on the top talking with a fucking AR-15 with an infrared on it talking about that bet they won't come up here. They're not even thinking about up there.
Don't give a fuck, dude.
They
just come out and say, I'm racist as fuck, and I hate black people, I hate some shit. Boom. There you go.
The asshole thing.
You avoid so much trouble.
The asshole thing what made me block his punk ass though, whatever shit, is the motherfucker posts a video or whatever shit. They're on a yacht. Apparently he's got money. They're on a yacht, chilling, white. Everybody's on the boat that's white. He's putting the camera around, and he put on there, Black Lives Matter. They're just partying and drinking. There's one white girl showing her titties, and then he put black. I find that fucking insulting. I'm like, what the fuck that got to do with Black Lives Matter right now? Don't get me wrong. I know some people out there are thinking, like, wait a minute, hold on, Jamie. What do you find wrong with this? You like titties. I love titties. Yeah. Love
women. Context.
Yeah. This context is all fucking wrong. There's nothing but white people on this boat, and he's fucking popping champagne talking about Black Lives Matter. What is this context here?
There's this one older white chick, she was protesting, she's saying, Black Lives Matter because I love black dick. I'm like, okay, this is not... Okay. Not the time.
That's some slave shit right
there. It's not cute. That's some Mandingo shit. Yeah, I'm like,
that's some slave shit in the park because it's just like, oh, I'll never date a black man, but I think I told you, I'll never date one, but I'll fuck one. I was like, well, fuck you then. Oh, my son, what does that make, man?
It's fucking ignorant.
2.5.
I agree. 2.5.
Yeah.
Not my favorite. Good beer. Not my favorite, though. I like the other beers much more.
I can, because I can say the God damn it, I'm doing it again. Another comparison of those two, whatever stuff. So. I remember while we were chatting and drinking those kind of had an effect on me. They kind of stayed there. Yeah. So like this one, it's kind of
This reminds me of those. There's a lot of hazy IPAs that like try to like copy the monkey style. This kind of reminds me of that.
It's like it has like that literally like that chalky finish.
Dude, this one's clearly copying monkey style. Look at this can design and shit like that, dude. Like, it's clearly copying it. You can't even see it. Even my blind ass can see it. I mean, come on. I mean, the price is not copying, but still.
No. No, hell no.
Yeah, it ain't copying, but, you know, just turn it around. And
think. Well, actually, kind of is. You got to think about $6 a can.
No. Don't fight my argument.
No, it is. Support
black people.
It's $25 a four-pack.
Support us. Don't argue.
Well, let it be pop open the final beer. This is Scatterbrain, contrary to JB's beliefs.
This motherfucker.
This is just straight up IPA. I don't think it's double dry hop. I think it's just a regular IPA. It's a lot clearer, I can see, than the other ones. It's a little haze on there, but it's much clearer.
I'm wondering how many people blocked this show by now.
All right. We said some shit. We said some real shit.
Which, by the way, I'm fine with that because I want
to. No, yeah, we got the real motherfuckers.
Yeah, I want you exposed like motherfucker. I don't want you in my space or whatever and shit. Let's
think about 2020, the biggest expose of the century so far.
Yeah, because they look like banquet beer.
I'm not like banquet beer. Just like banquet beer is way more clear and it's more straw color. This is
okay. First of all,
dark yellow.
Are you talking shit about American beer?
If it ain't crab, fuck it.
This motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look,
I went there.
If we're listening to this, cancel this motherfucker right now. Cancel him ASAP. Okay? I put my hair on it. Cancel him. Okay? Cancel that motherfucker ASAP. I'm starting to look like Jody more and more now.
You are.
Yeah.
Like you gain a few more pounds. You there? No. Obviously, you see his beard though now? He got some weird shit going on.
I haven't seen him lately, but no.
Okay, he got some weird shit going on. Actually, you probably tell your shit in that too. Kind of like some, let's look it up.
No, I'm sorry. I'm terrifying me now. I don't want to leave that. I'm good. I'm fine. No. No, thank you. Man. People saying, what a crazy year. I say, what a good year. Other than the deaths and stuff like that, yeah.
Could be killed and Kobe died and COVID and all that shit.
What a great fucking year.
Yeah.
You know what? I never would have thought a dude I've known for like 7, 8, 9 years, whatever and shit, felt that strongly against just Black Lives Mattering.
Yeah, that's a big problem, apparently. Oh, you can't say that around here.
The fuck? All lives matter. Come on now.
Come on, man.
And I love it too because there's some Asian girls I know, whatever, they've been like fighting hard for this. They admit too, which I respect them too for admitting that they, you know, they were part of that, saying that, they thought that all lives matter. They didn't know. They said they were ignorant, though. They didn't know that they had defended people and stuff. And they've been educating themselves and telling them, which I respect wholeheartedly or whatever shit. Hey, look, everybody can make mistakes and stuff. But I love that she did a video the other day, and she was just like, I got to tell you, I'm exhausted.
Well, exhausted.
And I just told...
I imagine how we feel.
Yeah, that's what she said. She's like, so I can only imagine how black people feel. Everybody's like, yeah.
They're tearing shit up.
I was like, yeah. Why do you think we don't argue that they're tearing shit up? We just like,
yeah.
It's not what I'm going to do.
No. But I say I disagree with it.
But I understand it. Yeah. I understand it wholeheartedly.
There are better ways to go about it, but hey.
Way better ways, whatever stuff.
I get pushed this far. What the fuck am I going
to
do?
I need to tell you, people, this, though. This country was built on tearing shit up and getting shit solved.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about the Boston Tea Party.
We
talking about after Martin Luther King was shot and murdered and shit, people protested and rioted and broke shit and stuff like that. And Civil Rights Act was being passed. We talking about a lot of shit. So this country was kind of built on that shit. So the history always repeats itself.
Always.
And I just love that. Like after 2 days of her supporting it, I'm exhausted.
And I love that Watchmen sequel series that came out on HBO last year.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic.
I should watch that.
You should watch it. You'll like it.
Yeah,
I think it was like,
because I have a HBO.
A lot of people are complaining and saying, the Watchmen was never about race.
Yes, it was.
What the fuck?
There's people that never read the book. See, here we go now. See, that's why people didn't like the movie. Because the movie didn't have the movie had not a goddamn thing to do with
it. Yeah, I like the movie, it wasn't.
Yeah, the movie's nowhere near the book. Like, I don't have a problem if you like the movie, but don't tell me the movie and the book is the same fucking same, whatever and shit. That's actually not his first point. But whatever, it's still a well decent made movie ever, whatever shit like that. I mean, he's got some scene in there.
But man, the series is incredibly relevant right now. Oh my god, it came out at the right time. Like right before it would have came out now, it would be kind of spooky.
Man, yeah, watch that shit. I think you would like
it. Because I have a, what's it called? HBO Max?
Yeah, it's
HBO. Yeah, it is on there. I mean,
it's really good.
I mean, HBO Max is only, well, it's free the first 7 days, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's only $13. And it's like, that's a steal. You got all the Harry Potter movies and shit like this. So I was like, yeah, I'll sign up right away, dude. All right, cool. But I'm not subscribing to that DC shit, but
I was on there anymore.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay.
The Green Lantern series coming out.
I'm good.
I'll fuck him up again.
No, thank you. I'll watch that Watchmen show.
Funny, they don't have the Dark Knight trilogy on there.
I noticed that too, because I went to the Batman thing. I was like,
what? They got everything else on there.
Yeah, they had the shitty Batman. Yeah, they had the shitty Batman. Because when you click on Batman stuff, because I will watch those. I was like, where's the good ones at?
Oh, two of them. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a goddamn shame. It's only two. Really good. People don't understand, because they always talk about, like, oh, how many Spider-Man movies he made. It's like, I can name almost a handful of good ones, though.
There's a lot of Spider-Man movies. Especially now, yeah.
The Batman ones.
Ooh, there's only two live-action ones. Yeah, two. Two. 89 didn't age that well, but it's all right. It's not as good. It's like, it's like the third best one.
No, yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah. For that age.
Yeah, it has age.
Am I willing to watch that shit regular? No.
But really, there's only two good bad movies.
That's a goddamn shame. It's really, that's really bad. Fucking bad.
Two out of how many of age?
Like 7, 10? That's a lot of fucking movie. Some people are like,
shit, Superman's probably better than Batman when I think about it.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. He might be equal.
Nah, but
it's
only two.
It's only two good ones.
Even though the first one has age well.
Yeah. Hell no.
Yeah, Superman 2 is cool. First one.
That first one aged like. That's funny because nobody never talks about it. They always talk about that first Spider-Man, how it aged, but they never talk about that Superman one. And that Superman one is always quoted and shit.
Spider-Man one, that was the 60s Spider-Man. That's all it was. But people,
I hate to tell people that Spider-Man is goofy as fuck.
That was 60s Spider-Man.
Yeah, so.
And Raimi nailed it.
Yeah, so, I mean.
He was brought it to the 2000 era.
I mean, his Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire.
Gee, you could argue that's what Joel Schumacher did with Batman and Robin. That was Adam West Batman, just boxed the Batman.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just like.
So, and people clamor about Batman, Brave and Bold. That's Adam West, basically.
I can't.
I fucking hate that shit.
I can't stand that shit. Whatever. You know what is on HBO Max, too? Beware of the Batman. I looked at it and I was like, God, all the animated
shit. I forgot that was
out. The anime series ain't even on there. I didn't see. And I was like, how?
They have any movies on there? Like, Under Red Hood?
No! Oh, they did the movie, but more the newer ones.
Oh, hell no. I hate those.
I was like, dude. I was like, y'all fucked up that. Why is that on there? did Nolan get the rights to those films or something? I'm like, what? And then the animated series is not even on there. Like, I know Amazon, which I don't care because I have Amazon Prime and they have the animated series. I'm like, I don't need HBO Max to have the HBO or the Batman series because I've watched that thing over and over again because it's fucking fantastic. It's the greatest Batman thing ever made. But, like, I was like, HBO Max, you got a whole Batman section and yet you don't have the greatest live-action movie, nor the greatest animated thing on it. Like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't want to watch Beware of the Batman. Me and Cody used to talk about this shit regularly, how much we hated this shit. We only watched one fucking episode or whatever. He was like, this is like shit. But the Batman. Because I remember one time we even said Beware of the Batman was worse.
Beware of the Batman.
That shit was, and then the animation looked like shit.
Dracula.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. They had the worst character. What they with Joker and Hugo Strange?
I don't even talk about Hugo Strange. They look terrible. And then in Beware the Batman, they look like fucking clay spots. That was some animation I saw that first episode I watched. I was like,
man, what the fuck are they doing with Alfred and that shit?
Like somebody just took a rock, smashed that shit together, and was like, there goes his hand straight. Yeah, it was
fucking that show reboot from like the '90s looked better than that shit.
It's fucking crazy at the end. Yeah, because I think there were talks years ago. They were talking about rebooting anime. So I was like, leave that shit alone. Please don't touch the anime series. I don't want you.
Oh, please don't. Please. Yeah, they're fine. Like, they're like a comic book series, and they
get that's fine.
That's cool.
That's fine. Don't touch that shit, please. Especially with your new designs and shit.
I hate that shit.
Because it's all the same. They don't even try it. They just revamp the same. Because back then, people, the DC anime films, they used to have like this unique anime
design. Yeah, they're always different.
Yeah. But not no more.
Like, but they're all connected. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And they all suck ass.
That's why they suck, because they're connected.
Like, stop doing that. Just make it original fucking.
I don't. It sucks. This
continuous story. Yo, DC always try to ape that universe shit. Now they fucked that up in the live action movies. Now they fucking up in the anime.
The universe sucks, by the way. So please, just stop.
This is a one-off shit. You know what that.
Yeah, because the animated shit just... Because people still cry. Oh, it's still great. Whatever. No, it's not.
They still burn the Marvel. Yeah, because Marvel don't do shit.
They don't do animated shit. Yeah. They don't do animated shit at all. By default, they win. Yes.
Yeah. Marvel knows. Like, I ain't fucking with this.
Yeah, we sucked at this.
I got like a few, like a Spider-Man or Avengers every now and
then. Yeah, yeah, they have like some good shit, but it's like it never gets hyped, so they're just like, yeah, that shit died, just leave that shit alone.
Bro, they got no animated shit, like zero. They don't care. They don't need that.
Yeah, I'm curious of that game that's coming out at the end of the year, September. Yeah,
I'm lukewarm about that.
Them designs are like shit.
Yeah, they're looking better. They don't look great. But they're
I'm still gonna get it. Not for full price, by the way.
Yeah, I just bought Star Wars, by the way.
Because it was $34.
Yeah, it was $30.
That's right. Yeah, yep, I was going to text you, but I was like, I'm waiting this shit.
I would play like a little bit. But yeah, it's good.
It's good so far. Yeah. I hear, because I haven't got far in it, because I've been playing like a lot of demo. But I haven't got far, but I hear like the later you get in it, it gets kind of repetitive as far as the missions go. And like, it's shit where they do like, when you go past something, you can't go backwards. Mm. You go get it. And it's like, ain't that a bitch? So, I mean, but... that sounds kind of annoying. I have to see to like get there, but it might not even be that big of a deal. We'll see when we get there. But so far, like you said, it's been good to me. Right. Been better than most of the Battlefront game. Way fucking better than fuck them Battlefront game. Games suck.
EA. Hey, by the way, we haven't even talked about this.
Oh yeah. Well, damn. We're not talking about it. It's 3 points. But I don't know.
All knows of all these Beardy Irish beers. Three. Melanie, this one doesn't have much bitterness to it on the nose.
I like it.
Relatively clean.
I like it more than the previous one we just had.
I'm going to taste cheers.
But, I don't know. It doesn't have a... Nothing here is a last drop.
Yeah, this is better than the last one.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like the bitterness on this one, though.
It's not much.
No, and I like that I like that little frizzle it has, whatever and shit. But nothing is last drop. But so I will say,
I like it. It's probably better a little colder. Though. I think more of a little too much.
I might like this more than the second one. Well, I did it again.
I'm trying to agree with that. Oh, you're talking about the previous one.
Damn it! Shit.
Shit, too late now.
Yeah.
You like it better than
you got to listen to the first part now.
Home style.
Yeah, I like it more than home style. So
I'll probably agree with that.
And not by much, neither.
No, not by much. I think home style probably has a better overall finish. But this one has all of it, though. It has the beginning, the middle, and the finish.
There's something about the finish on this one or whatever that sticks out more, I would say.
I think television is probably the one we had, probably.
The first one. I think it's the best one, to be honest. This one's, you could toss up between this and home style. I think this one has like a point or two ahead of home style.
More drinking than that, home style.
Right? Yeah, I'm not going to lie, actually. Kind of upset in my stomach.
I'm fine. It's fine. It's another 2.5.
I'm going to give it a 2.67.
It slows back in there. It's that dumb shit with the ratings.
I can't stand this
shit. I give it a 3.25679.
What the fuck does that mean? They did do that.
Let's go 1 to 5 stars.
2.8 and shit. It's like, dude, it's either 2.5 or 3. Come on now. I don't need that shit. I don't even know what that means anymore. I'm with you on this one. This is a 2.5, too.
It's decent.
It's fine.
Not crazy. Not blowing my mind.
Ooh. Man, it's...
But, overall, I think a very good showing from Bearded Iris. Iris, how you want to call it?
Idris. Yeah.
It's Idris. Not bad. You remember, you used to only be able to trade for this shit. They never used to distribute out here.
Illegally trade?
Yes.
Illegally. Okay.
So times are changing, sir.
Oh my lord!
And Bearded Idris, you just buy at the store.
I'm gonna snitch on him. That'll give me solidarity with the police.
Yes.
The police will like
me. Solidarity. There you go. Yeah.
No. Solidarity.
Solidarity.
They'll like me after this.
So you're good.
Yeah. They won't shoot me.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, people. Right.
That's Bearded Idris.
Idris. And join us next week for Mix and Match Week. Dos.
Oh, two-part? Another two-part?
Two episodes this whole month, man.
Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, it'll be fun. I got some shit. All right, I got some ideas.
We'll see. Let me So,
some ideas.
The whole month of June, people, mix and match week. There'll be two episodes, bar review, or whatever the fuck we decide to do that week. Whatever it'll be that week, it'll be two.
We'll do a bar review.
We'll see. And, yeah, so that'll be a two-part. And then July, don't expect that shit. You're going to get one a week, and you're going to be happy with it, and you're going to love it. You might not even love it, because you'd be like, them Antifa motherfuckers, they got to go. So, yeah, because we seem to have a lot of southern states in there, which is funny, because we talk so much shit about southern states. So, I'm telling you, it's almost like, it's like that dude at the Paul Mooney show. He's like, I don't like him, but I'm going to listen. I'm going to pay money to listen, because I want to catch him. I want to catch it. That's the same thing with us now. Mm-hmm. The southern people are just like, I don't like them. I'm going to catch them slipping, though. Because I know they're Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is Antifa, by the way?
Honestly, I don't know.
Thank you. I never knew.
I only heard about it just recently.
I've only ever heard of it since Black Lives Matter started. And every time I hear Black Lives Matter, I always hear Antifa. And I'm just like, I don't even know what the fuck Antifa is. In all honesty. So, with that said, I guess I could look it up, but why would I look that up? That makes no goddamn sense. So, with that said, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And
you got it.
Hold on. Yeah. I think I had one more thing I wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about it. I was like, I'll save that. I was kind of thinking, I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I have more shit I wanted to say, but I was like,
shit, we got next week.
The Knights are young. Unless I get shot. Other than that, whatever. Or if Cody gets shot and I lose my mind and, you know, start like blowing a dead body and shit like that. They're like, oh, good lord, shit, this causes mine, whatever. I bring girls over and shit and be like, oh my god, what is that? I'm like, oh, that's my friend. He just wanted to come over.
Say hi.
Put him in the carpool lane with me. Just sitting. Cops pulled me over. I put his hand on the
me.
He's like, sir, me and my friend here, we're just fine. Whatever. So, livers will never be the same.
And glasses never be dry.